It's time now for KJN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishina Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by W&S Appliance in downtown Atlantic. Here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hey, Chris, how are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Not too bad. A little chilly outside this morning. 49 degrees outside right now, but it's supposed to be a pretty nice day again today if you can handle the breeze.
Yeah.
Be a little breezy again.
A little bit, but high near 80. Can't complain about that.
Yeah, throw a ball cap on and keep the hair in place.
There you go.
At least for some of us, the hair we still have. Keep it in place, and we'll just kind of see how it goes. Huh? Kendall Warren's in with us here this morning as we get going. He'd like to tell us a little bit this morning about W&S Appliance. How's Kendall today?
I'm doing good. Wind don't bother my hair.
That beard just flows, doesn't
it? Got a couple of used upright freezers, 115, 116 cubic foot. Still have that French door bottom freezer with outside dispenser, stainless steel, and like new condition. A couple of used side-by-side refrigerators, 122 and 125 cubic foot. Got a used two-door refrigerator with top freezer, works good. Used slide-in electric range in excellent condition, it's a smooth top. Used electronic air cleaner, got one used automatic washer, one front-load automatic washer, near new. Still have that used Maytag drying center, used gas dryers, and a used direct vent gas water heater. Got dehumidifiers in stock, new ones, refrigerators, Whirlpool, Amana, Maytag, KitchenAid, LG, and Frigidaire. Very good selections of models, colors, and prices. And, of course, top trade-ins on any clean, used, working refrigerator at W&S Appliance. Water heaters, gas, and electric, we deliver and install. Take care of that service later. Jim?
Very good. Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate that. You know, we take a lot of things for granted here in the Midwest because, you know, we live here, we grew up here, we know some of the tendencies and things, some of the stuff that happens around here, but it's interesting to see how the other half looks at it and views things, too, once in a while. You know, one of the things this time of the year that's always an interesting issue that we have to deal with would be deer, especially this time of the year. Folks hit deer on the road any time of the year, but especially when you get into this time of the year with so much activity going on out in the farm fields with harvest underway, and, of course, you get into mating season, too. That makes a big difference as well. Well, those doggone male deer are no different than male people. You know, we get locked onto something, we kind of get single focused, and we kind of forget some other things, like, you know, although I don't know too many guys who were chasing a gal and got hit going across the street.
No.
But it could happen. Lord knows it could happen. You know, we get single focused. But I was checking out an article that I saw the other day. I was looking for some different information. I came across an article that was on a website called AOLautos.com. And it was about tips for avoiding deer on the road. And I thought, okay, well, I'll read this because this comes from someplace else. You know, we kind of understand how things work here when we grow up in a rural area. But I'm kind of anxious to see how somebody who probably lives in a major metropolitan area viewed all this and wrote this up. So it was kind of they do list a lot of the simple things that we kind of understand. You know, collisions between automobiles and deer are responsible for an awful lot of accidents. In fact, about 150 fatalities and about $1.1 billion in property damage every year in the United States. And that's according to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. Now, in the fall and winter months, the animals are mating, of course, and they pay less attention to traffic than some drivers do. And believe me, some drivers pay no attention to traffic these days. You can't when you're staring at your cell phone the whole time. You know, there are active steps that drivers can take to help reduce their chances of encountering does and bucks. And there are some common sense do's and don'ts and things, too. And some of them are just that. They're common sense. But one of those would be know when they're most active. You know, deer, as we know, are most likely to be seen in exposed areas. You know, those grassy areas near a road or a freeway. About 2 hours before dawn and about 2 hours after dawn are a lot of times when you'll see them. Of course, you can still run a risk of encountering deer at other hours of the day, but those are kind of the peak times, sun up, sun down, right around that area. And it's amazing how many times we're driving by and you don't even hardly see anything. And then all of a sudden, boom, there it is, just kind of standing there along the roadside staring at you. Remember, the deer aren't just in the rural areas either. They're commonly found in wooded areas, but that doesn't mean they're just exclusive up in the woods in the North Country. According to CarStar, which is a network of collision repair centers across the country, they have a list of top 10 deer danger states. Where do you think Iowa falls on that list?
Number two, maybe?
I would guess really high on that list.
Yeah.
Now, maybe it's, well, here's the list. The top 10 deer danger states, according to CARSTAR, that Collision Repair Center Network. Pennsylvania, Michigan, Illinois, Ohio, Georgia, Virginia, Minnesota, Texas, Indiana, and South Carolina. Iowa doesn't even fall into their list. Now, I don't know if that's, maybe there aren't a lot of those particular collision centers in Iowa, so they don't have a lot of reporting there, but I would think that if you were going to do a comprehensive study of traffic accident reports and things, I got to believe Iowa's got to crack that top 10. Sure seems like there are an awful lot of them.
I would think so.
I mean, when you can encounter deer pretty regularly in town, you know you have a glut of the deer population out there. But that particular network, the StarCar network, they also point out that since migration and mating season occurs in the later part of the year, October through December, of course, is the most accident-prone for those deer-vehicle collisions, and we kind of know that already. So, if you're out driving, one of the things they suggest, drive defensively. Do as your driving instructor told you. Do you remember any of that? You remember when you had to sit there, that uncomfortable driving instruction that you had to go through? Remember what they told you. Drive defensively and be ready to take evasive action. That includes possibly braking suddenly. You know, they suggest Carolyn Gorman, who's vice president of the Insurance Information Institute, said if a deer appears in front of your car, slow down and honk your horn with one long blast to frighten it away. Always wear your seatbelt and insist that your passengers do as well. Does that actually work, honking a horn at a deer?
I don't think so.
You know, there are a lot of different things out there. You know, those little gadgets, those deer whistles that they sell, you can install in the bumper of your car and things. You know, some folks swear by those. Other folks swear at them. But, you know, some people suggest that if you're coming by and you see a deer on the side of the road, that you hit the horn and, you know, beep it several times, or as they were suggesting, one long blast. I've had other people say that they swear by, you know, just clicking your bright lights at them. Just flick them at them. It gets their attention, it scares them, startles them, and off they go. I don't know if any of that stuff works. You know, one of the things, I had a visit with Eric Sandsgaard, who's the conservation officer for this area, the other day. We were kind of talking about a lot of those issues, too. Do some of those things work? Do those ideas all work? Who knows? I mean, there's never really been much of a study on any of those things, but, you know, we were just kind of talking about it, and, you know, the reality is deer don't like to be penned up anywhere. And, you know, sometimes it's kind of funny. You notice how they'll sit there. We've all talked about this. They'll just sit there on the side of the road. And then as soon as you get right next to them, boom, then they take off and go. And I guess largely that's because that's how their brain works. They view your car as a fence. It's something that's blocking, you know, their path to some place. So, and they want to get out of there. They want to get to the other side, and off they go. You know, that's one school of thought anyway. So I have never really dug in and studied a deer's brain. I don't think it would take very long, but that's, you know, that's one of the schools of thought, so. You know, what are you going to do? I don't know if a horn blast or flicking lights or anything else or the deer whistle, I don't know if those things work, but if you think they do, then, hey, go for it. If it avoids the hassle and the trouble and the expense of having to go through that. One of the things they always suggest, and we've heard this a number of times too, is if you see a deer, don't swerve to avoid it if it's in your path. They say you should brake firmly when you notice a deer in or near your path, but make sure you stay in your lane. And when drivers swerve to avoid a deer, that's when they can have really problems, when they can start hitting other vehicles. You lose control of your car. It's amazing how many times we've seen that in accident reports, too, where folks are in a rollover accident or they've gone through a ditch, hit a post or something, and come to find out that it was all because there was an animal on the road, a deer or whatever. And they were just trying to avoid it. Not sure that's the best way to go, but that's what happens a lot. Another one to see, they say if you see one deer, it's best to slow down and let the deer continue on their path. And keep in mind, the deer tend to travel in packs. So if you do see one, usually a pretty good chance there's another one close by. Boy, we've seen that many, many times, too. You know, count the number of times. Think about it. Count the number of times that you've been driving down the road, and all of a sudden, you know, there is a deer just standing there along the roadside. You know, you can't always use your bright lights if you've got traffic coming in the other direction, so you can broaden your area of vision. But how many times have you seen that? You know, it could have been just, boy, they could have jumped out in front of you, and that would have been the end of that. But, you know, so often that you see one cross the road out in front of you somewhere, and you slow down, and you look, and you see a couple, three or four more over in the farm field, or maybe hanging around the ditch, or have just crossed the road, and you see several of them. You see one come up over the road, and all of a sudden there's two, three more of them right behind. So always look out for those things. They suggest using your lights, you know, high beams if there isn't any oncoming traffic. Helps you illuminate the animal's eyes so that you can spot them sooner as well. And then also use the bright lights to alert drivers in the opposite direction if you happen to spot a deer or maybe a herd. That was kind of the old trick back in the day, too, where we used to... Remember when the bright light switch was on the floor? When you had to hit that with your left foot? Chris has no clue what I'm talking about.
No.
You young kids. Yeah, we used to have that little switch on the floor. We used to have to hit with our left foot when we wanted to use the bright lights. And, you know, that used to be the way that we'd signal a driver up ahead that... are there any law enforcement officers listening?
Could be.
Yeah, we used to let them know there's a cop sitting up there. Slow her down there, buddy. But, yeah, it works with deer, too. Let them know. Let them know something's up ahead so they're on guard. Also, they suggest if there's no other option, just hit the deer. If you have a choice between hitting an animal or swerving into traffic or off the road, hitting the animal seems like a lot better decision. It may seem cruel, but studies show that many crashes happen not only when drivers hit deer, but when they collide with another vehicle in the opposite lane because they're trying to take evasive action. Now, if you do happen to hit a deer out on the road, they recommend that you should stay clear of it. If you hit a deer, don't touch the animal, for heaven's sakes. A frightened and wounded deer can hurt you or further injure itself. Now, the best procedure is to get your car off the road if possible and then call police. You know, if you hit a deer, you're supposed to report it. Deer that are hit and killed by vehicles should be reported to the local police, according to the National Transportation Safety Administration. And motorists are not allowed to keep the animal unless a permit is first obtained from a law enforcement officer at the scene of the accident. So, you know, if you do hit one of those animals, you know, even if you just hit it and wing it and you know it's injured and it wanders off into the end of the woods, you should still report that to your local officers so that they can get a hold of the appropriate people, too. It's never good to have wounded animals running around out there. That causes some other issues as well. So keep your eyes open this time of the year, and, boy, they're out there everywhere. You know, and while you're watching for deer, you might want to remember what time of the year it is, too. Slow-moving vehicles are starting to pervade the highways again, too, as they move large, heavy, slow-moving equipment from one field to another. So if you're out, especially in those times of the day, boy, it's tough at certain times when the sun's going down. If you're headed west, yikes, it can be really tough to see. And likewise in the morning this time of the year, for some reason this time of the year is tough. But watch that stuff if you're heading east in the morning or west at night. It's tough to see. Watch out for all those things out there. But watch those deer on the road, too. They're moving a lot this time of the year. I want to turn things back over to Kendall Warren so he can tell us more this morning about W&S Suppliance. Kendall?
Thank you, Jim. Got freezers chest and upright. Most sizes in stock for quick delivery. Of the ranges, gas and electric, freestanding models on display, and a full line of built-in cooking appliances are available on special order. Slide-in ranges, drop-in ranges, built-in ovens, cooktops, and range hoods. Lots of washers and dryers by Whirlpool, Maytag, Amana, and LG. Top load and front load with tub sizes clear up to 5 cubic foot. For those of you with limited space, we have stack-type units. We also offer Speed Queen washers and dryers, which are made in the United States. They carry 3-year parts, labor, and in-home warranty service. An additional 2 or a total of 5 on the washer motor and 10 on the washer transmission. Stop and see us. It's Thursday and the pot's on, and I'll be there till 8 this evening. Jim?
All right, thank you, Kendall. Appreciate that. You know, some parts, especially along the interstate highways, they've been putting up deer fences and things, too, at different points and locations. I wonder if those actually work. I wonder if they've actually studied any of that to check the statistics, see if they've really cut down on the accidents.